I cannot put that in the podcast.
Why not? It's hilarious. Anya.
Welcome back to Generation Zedia. We're so excited to get back into all things media and pop culture for our generation. Please welcome my co-host for this episode, Nick Perello. Last time you were on, we talked about the movies of 2022. If you missed that, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This time, we're going to change mediums and talk about music. More specifically, holiday music.
Well, thanks, Ashley. I'm happy to be back here again. You know, it's always a pleasure. And, you know, I have to thank you for the opportunity for me to bring out my always agreeable and non-controversial opinions, especially for something like Christmas music.
So I think we have to start by saying, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh God, I'm gonna be very basic. I'm gonna say the Mariah Carey one. I don't even remember.
All I want for Christmas is you.
All I want for Christmas is you. And then a good runner-up is Last Christmas, of course.
So mine is a little unorthodox. Mm-hmm. It is Christmas Eve, Sarajevo till 24, which of course is the most iconic Christmas song as performed by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, of course.
And I mean, like, it's not even just like a Christmas song. I would listen to that year round.
Yeah, you know, I had no idea what it was until you said Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I was like, oh, of course, that one.
Everyone knows it as the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas song. But you know, it's okay. That's okay. As long as you're listening to it and appreciating it, what else can I say?
Exactly. The rest, I can take or leave.
It's not Christmas time until you're listening to Christmas music. Unfortunately, for my family, that usually means before Halloween. My mother loves her Christmas. I called her one day from my dorm, and I heard Christmas music in the background, and I said, Mom, please don't do this to me.
That's such an issue. That is literally such an issue.
I'm genuinely offended by that.
I am too. I've always been once Thanksgiving is over, you can listen to the Christmas music gal. My mom has 3 Christmas trees. What am I going to do? Not let her celebrate in her own way.
You know, I will do you one better. I think it is acceptable at the start of December, very much okay with it, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Other than that, there is no reason to be listening to Christmas music.
We need to unpack that.
Let's unpack
well, why?
It.
Why? Okay, so if you're someone that doesn't just celebrate Christmas as like a casual non-religious holiday, Christmas, as someone like myself who's a Catholic, it goes until
January 6th.
Yes. So the 3 kings arrived to see baby Jesus. It's Christmas that whole time. It's the Christmas season until after New Year's.
The 12 days of Christmas aren't before Christmas. They're after Christmas.
I'll be honest with you. The vast majority of people are not thinking that whatsoever. Those days you're talking about, the 12 days after, are for little boys to be playing Call of Duty. That's what it is for.
Only is, little boys playing Call of Duty.
Well, the majority. You know what I'm talking about.
What about Christmas before Call of Duty was invented?
Never existed.
It didn't exist before that.
I heard someone listen
I don't know,
to a
Hot
Christmas
Wheels?
Song.
Hot Wheels.
On the 26th, you would be pissed if you heard Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree
at
on
January
the 26th of December.
Oh, the 26th. Yeah, I'd be annoyed.
Whoa.
Listen.
You just not leave your house for like after Christmas? Because they're still definitely playing that stuff for like, I don't know, a week or two after the holiday.
No, what I think is interesting is how fast like retailers switch up their music. Like literally midnight, Black Friday, they're playing that Christmas music. Like when you're going to fight for that flat screen TV at Walmart, they're playing Christmas music.
I'm kind of with them on, you know, starting it with Black Friday because that's the perfect backdrop to have people having brawls in an H&M, just having Christmas music playing behind you.
It is the soundtrack of the most vicious day of the year, I think.
Of course. Love Black Friday.
What song would you want playing while you're fighting someone for a toaster at Target?
Oh, it has to be like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
You see, I was thinking I want an alien for Christmas. I think that song is like just absurd enough that it works there. Speaking of which, it was actually in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. I don't know if you watched that.
I did not.
But it had such a good mix of Christmas music. I was like, perfect. So in this special, that song, I believe it's playing as Mantis and Drax hunt down Kevin Bacon to kidnap him and bring him to Peter Quill for Christmas.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Honestly, it was perfect, and it had such a great soundtrack to go with it, as all Guardians movies do.
Of course. I might have to check it out then. I'm not a huge Christmas guy in general when it comes to the absolute like oversaturation of media. I'm good with like Rudolph and The Year Without a Christmas, and I'm good. Maybe I'll throw in an Arthur Christmas in there.
I love a good Christmas moment, but I feel like so much of our Christmas media, especially music, is so basic. Like, yeah. When was the last time a Christmas song came out that wasn't a cover of right. the same Christmas songs for the past 60 years?
You're really going to do Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande like that? That's a problem.
I'm also doing Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift like that.
We both are. Two against one.
You know, like,
Santa Tell Me.
Anya,
what about
not?
Butter by BTS? Have you heard that?
No.
The holiday.
Are you
version
really
of
bringing
Butter?
BTS into this Christmas conversation?
Never mind.
Be the producer over there.
Please.
Anyways, Santa Tell Me is a good one. I'll give you that. But, like, I feel like we have, for the most part, we have by and large stuck to the Jingle Bells, Silent Night every single year. And it gets a little boring.
Very.
Second point of order, Pentatonix holiday album.
I'll be real, I've only listened to Pentatonix when they're on the radio for Christmas
music. Oh my gosh. I think it's pretty old. Their album like maybe came out 20.
It's old. It was like when I was in high school or middle school.
Definitely. But some of those are OG bangers and not covers.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I feel like there are just too many covers saturating the market. I think probably the most egregious one has been Camila Cabello's I'll Be Home for Christmas. That audio is going around on TikTok right now, and she says Christmas Quismois or something ridiculous like that, and I'm like, I see you trying to differentiate a little bit, and it's not working. It's giving Fergie singing the national anthem.
I'll be honest, I've not heard it, and my life has been so good having not heard it.
Have you heard the Toad from Mario version of All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Oh my god. You know, I haven't heard that, but I have heard other edits of like hardcore rap songs where Toad is like performing the entire thing, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
My freshman year, we were sitting in Ledges, in the hallways of Ledges. I don't remember whose idea it was, but someone played that, and there were tears coming down my face. Like, openly weeping in the hallways of Ledges.
It's perfect for the holiday season.
Talking like, about weeping, that song that's like the Christmas shoes.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right.
Oh my gosh. That
song is so
in
sad.
In my youth, that would make me bawl my eyes out. That, you know what I'm talking about, Nick?
No.
Where like the little boy's at the store and he can't buy the shoes, but he wants to buy the shoes because his mom is dying.
Jesus
so
Christ.
He wants to get her these shoes.
He wants to get her these
on her
Christmas
way
shoes.
Out. And the guy that's singing it is writing it as a perspective of like a customer also in the store, like witnessing him at the counter, like asking. It's so sad.
That is so morbid.
Yeah, now that I think about it in retrospect, it's like a pretty awful
it is
premise.
Such a depressing song.
It's very depressing.
I thought Blue Christmas was depressing. I'm good without Christmas music.
I think like the only time you really need it is if like you're either going to someone's house and you're in the car on your way to your family's house for Christmas, or if you're like actually hosting Christmas at your house and you're playing Christmas music while you're getting ready for everyone to show up.
Oh yeah, no.
I feel like Christmas Day is like the only day I will go out of my way to listen to Christmas music.
Yeah, it has to fit the like environment. So like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when you're, you know, at a get together and, you know, everyone's chatting, cooking up the ham, you know, you got to play Christmas music, have some, you know, specials in the back that no one's really watching, but it's there.
I think last year for Christmas we watched the Sack Lunch Munch, the John Mulaney special at my house. Not Christmassy at all. Vaguely confusing for all of my family members, but you know, like, it's something you put on the TV that like isn't meant to be watched.
Yeah, well, it's something that that you just glance over.
Do you ever put on like those videos of like the fireplace that it's just like the videos of burning logs?
No, we actually have one, so there's no.
Well, my family has one too, but like sometimes you put on those things on like your TV or something. I don't know. I did that last year during finals, like in my dorm while I was working. Like I put on the Christmas logs and I'd be like, I'm so close to going home.
No, what we do is we just put it on Freeform, formerly ABC Family, and we've given them so much money over the years just on Christmas Eve and Day. And even like the 25 Christmas leading up to it?
The 25 Days of Christmas this year was like so lackluster.
Really? I didn't
apparently,
even watch it.
Apparently like half the days are like literally just Home Alone. The other half of the days are the stop motion holiday
like the old
specials.
Ones.
And it's like, there are so many other Christmas movies you could be playing.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
I loved watching.
They don't. What? I'm trying to think.
I loved
Polar They don't play
Express.
Jim Carrey's Grinch movie, which, like, is a crime.
I'm okay with that. I will say, playing the old Grinch movie might scare some of the kiddos.
Kids are meant to be traumatized when it comes to old classic movies.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, Bambi's traumatizing. Lion King's traumatizing. All of these movies are traumatizing.
Okay, there's a difference between that's not too traumatizing. I'd say the creepiness of the Grinch was much more traumatizing.
Well, like that's part of the appeal. He's meant to be creepy.
Is he though?
Yes.
Watching that movie now as an adult, like not even it might scare some kids. The sexual innuendos make it so enjoyable and hilarious. Because when you're watching it as a child, they completely go over your head. And then you watch it now, and there's, oh my God. But like that whole movie is one of those things that you watch it as a kid, and you're like, oh, I like this. This is fun. Like, I personally wasn't scared by the Grinch in my childhood. I wanted to be in that movie as like a who. Like, it was just so appealing and cool. I was like, oh my God, this is like I want to be on the set of this thing. Now I watch it as an adult, and it's just so funny. Like, some of the jokes are so out of pocket.
I will say, you know what movie did traumatize me as a child? The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I remember
like sleeping on the couch in front of the Christmas tree. I was like maybe like 7 or 8, and I remember we had Disney Channel on the TV and they were playing Nightmare Before Christmas, and I was like, I'd woken up in the middle of the night, like my brother's sleeping on the couch next to me, and I'm watching this, and it traumatized me. I won't watch that movie still.
I used to be like scared of Nightmare Before Christmas. I watched it when I was really young, like 5 or 6. But then I watched it again when I was like 12. I was like, this is actually amazing. But I have still, like, I still get really scared of the movie Coraline. I know it's not Christmas themed, but it's like it's the same director. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, I've seen Coraline.
Oh my God.
Horrifying.
I watched that when I was, I think I was like 7 or 8 or something, but for the next, like, 7-8 years, I would have recurring dreams of the other mother, and that I was terrified to go to sleep, because I didn't want to see that.
Nightmare Before Christmas is so interesting, because it's one of the few things that belongs to multiple holidays.
Yeah,
like
Halloween.
The debate is ongoing, whether or not
Halloween,
it's
Christmas.
It's a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie. Mm. Personally, I think it's a Halloween movie, just because it's so creepy. But I can see the argument for Christmas.
I'd say Halloween too. It's mainly set in, what is it, Halloween Town? Or am I just?
Yeah, it's Halloween Town.
Okay.
So while we're talking about other holidays, I feel like there is one winter holiday that is sorely missing out on the music craze, and that is Thanksgiving. We of course have Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song, but what other Thanksgiving songs do we have? I think it deserves more.
I mean, what could you talk about? Like the stuffing? I feel like we have a right amount of Thanksgiving songs, that being one.
I feel like there should at least be a handful. Like maybe like 3 or 4.
Well, you go back to the history of it, it's gonna be depressing. There's only so many There's only so many times you could talk about family without just being just completely bored.
I think because like Thanksgiving is such a unique holiday where like people can have like wild traditions. Like I was reading this post on the internet where this family like went on like a 6-mile hike for Thanksgiving.
That's cool.
And it was like their yearly thing. And like some people like go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and like all these, there are things that you can talk about in the Thanksgiving song.
I feel like it'd be really difficult to make a song about Thanksgiving.
I want a song about arguing politics with your family over the turkey.
Oh, well, that's a completely different story.
No, it's not.
No. Like, that's like Young Gravy meme song. And, I mean, I'm all for that.
The Thanksgiving song's a meme song.
That's true.
Like, I'm not asking for, like, Silent Night. I'm asking for something silly. But yes, I think there should be Thanksgiving songs dedicated to the madness of Thanksgiving. Because, like, Christmas, you're like, oh, it's Christmas. We have to be nice to each other, whatever. Thanksgiving, there's none of that. Like, there may be, like, your family may have rules, like, no politics at the dinner table.
Oh,
but
it's
not the same level of, like, you have to feel love for your family.
And no one is genuinely thankful for the people around them in Thanksgiving.
Oh my god! So, I think a big rite of passage for all young children, especially children like me who went to Catholic school, is the annual Christmas performance that the kids all have to go and put on for the parents. And I distinctly remember one year, I think it was kindergarten, we all had to bring a mug to school, and we performed Hot Chocolate from the Polar Express.
Oh my god.
I've never been more jazzed as when I performed Hot Chocolate.
And I've seen that movie. That must have been a very well choreographed like dance number. That seems like a lot of moving parts to it.
It wasn't though. We all just kind of lined. So we performed in the church, and we were all lined up on like the steps to the altar, and like we literally just sat there and like threw our mug in the air like Hot Chocolate. It wasn't all that, but I do remember being really jazzed about it.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't go to Catholic school as a kid, but our public school was very much into the idea of Christmas, and we would have annual Christmas performances, and they made me play Santa in fourth grade, and that was shocking.
There was a time, again, in the church, where I was made to play the Virgin Mary in the like church's nativity scene. And I remember being like better than everyone else because I was Mary and they were just the other girls were just angels. But looking back on it, I'm like, that's so weird. Why are you having 10-year-old kids dress up like Virgin Mary? Like, come on. It's a little weird looking back on it. I'm like, oh, I found the picture.
Oh my god. That's adorable.
It's horrifying. Anya, do you want to see it?
That's okay. Show me after.
To give you a picture to my dear listeners, I am wearing a white dress, and then over it is just a blue piece of fabric that they safety pinned together under my chin.
Did you have a baby? Like a doll?
They had like a doll that like, I don't even remember like how it happened, because I remember like someone walking the baby up the aisle of the church and placing it in front of me. Like, I don't think I even carried it. I think it was the kid who played Joseph that did. I had to stand just like front and center in front of this baby they put in the basket in front of me.
When you guys had to do like concerts and stuff as children and your parents went and pretended that you sounded good, what were the songs on the set list?
Well, one, they never pretended I was just that good of a singer.
Oh,
but,
oh okay.
Yeah.
I was also in the choir.
All three of us are choir kids? Is that what
Let's
you're telling
go.
Me right now?
Just middle school. I didn't go through high school as choir.
I went up until like freshman year of high school. No, I did it that year, but I stopped sophomore
year. I was like
year.
One of the few kids that like was in every...
I've got both y'all beat. That's crazy.
Like every mass that we did through school, like one of the grades was the one that did like the singing and stuff. Me and a couple other girls in my grade, like when we were like the older kids, would be in every single choir, like with the little kids to like give it some stability.
Yep. Give it a fuller sound.
Yeah. Nice. You know. But yeah, that was always one. And I mean, because it was Catholic school, we always had like the religious ones.
And the religious songs.
The
like
religious
Hark the Herald,
Christmas songs.
Angels Sing.
What?
Hark the Herald, Angels Sing.
Yeah, that was a big one. That. It was very much a combination of, like, the psalms and, like, hymns and the Christmas music everyone actually wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
In elementary school for me, it was a lot of, like, oh, Jingle Bells or Rudolph, you know, those things. And then I got to high school. I transferred sophomore year, but my first high school was in a Catholic school, and we sang so many psalms, and I was bored to tears singing all that. I wanted to sing the fun stuff, but you know, that was my trauma, because I swiftly left choir sophomore year for a better life.
There was actually a year I did like my I danced for 9 years, and there was a year that they did like a Christmas performance, and I danced to Let It Snow in that. It was like a ballet dance. I want to say I was weird. Like 10. It's probably the same year that I was the Virgin Mary, actually.
You had a busy year.
I did have a busy year that year.
I did choir from like before, like I would say second grade up until when I graduated high school. Mm-hmm. And I was in like a acapella group for part of high school too. So we were definitely like going around at craft fairs and stuff the week before Christmas. And it was like Deck the Halls and Hark How the Bells and all those types of songs. Like arm in arm with some girl that you don't know walking around in elf outfits and entertaining the community folk.
There was one time that I was in a Girl Scout troop for a few years, and we were supposed to go caroling at like a senior center, like an old people home or something. And it was like snowing, so they canceled, and we all went and got Chinese food. And that just like,
is that the whole story?
That's the whole story. Like, I've never been Christmas caroling because we went and got Chinese food instead.
You know, our choir group in like middle school, where we had like a planned field trip to go to the senior center to sing for them, and I couldn't, and I called in sick.
Nick,
why?
I was too scared. When I was younger, I had a bad fear of old people, supplementing that with the embarrassment of just being on stage, I just could not in my mind like go and perform for them. I've come out now. I'm fine with old people.
I cannot. Speaking of that, what is your favorite Christmas food?
Cherry pie.
Mine happens to be my grandmother's cream cheese brownies. They're famous, actually, if you didn't know.
Oh.
And on that note.
Great segue.
And on that note, I think that we've said everything that there is to say about Christmas, Christmas music, and all things festive.
Of course.
So I'm going to thank you for joining me again this semester.
Of course.
On Generation Zedia.
Thank you for having me once again.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to Generation Zedia throughout this semester. We'll be back for more next semester.
Happy holidays, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. And now I'm going to go hang my stockings by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas will soon be there.
Thank you for listening to all of our episodes of Generation Zedia this semester. We hope you have a great winter break.